The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components, lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, as well as wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. These guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles and they use the products they sell on their own rides. So if you guys are looking for specialty parts, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
We hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our website and purchase some apparel. Our websites are thegoodlife.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
Awesome. Hey. What's happening? What's cracking?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I'm listening to my neighbor's dog bark. I have a little public service announcement.
You hit me with it.
If you live in a neighborhood and your houses are 20, 30 feet apart from each other and you leave your dog in the backyard to bark all day, you need to be beat up.
Handled. Yeah, it's terrible. You've been dealing with this for a while.
I have, and I've talked to him. I haven't not talked to him, but I've left notes. They've read the notes, and they continue to do it. And I don't want to be that neighbor that's like, I'm going to call the cops on my neighbors.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to happen after this podcast if it's still barred. It's nonstop, and I have all the windows shut, and I'm in the back. You know where my office is. Mm-hmm. It's the farthest away from their house.
If you're looking at your house, it's to the right, so it is like the opposite end of your pad.
Yeah. So like, and I can just clearly hear that dog barking and barking and barking. And it's not fair to the dog either.
And that's what I was going to say. It's not fair to the dog. Dog is like, bored.
Imagine. It's bored. Yeah, because I like feed it treats. Like I'll stand on the tailgate of the bumper of the OBS and I'll look down and the dog's just like, it's a German Shepherd. And the dog's just like sitting on the ground, just barking, barking, barking.
That's so sad.
It's called These People Are Trash.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I just started recording. No. Okay, thank you. It's Christmas vacation.
Anyways, that's my battle that I've been. I'm sure everyone has neighbor battles. It'd be interesting to hear if anybody else has like a neighborly thing happening, you know?
Cause I'm sure.
That's my thing is I don't want to make a complaint.
Right. Well, you don't want to be that guy.
A complaint has to be a valid complaint, and I think this is a valid complaint.
So yeah, like, I think it is. Yeah, you
know, yeah. Like I understand dogs bark, but the other day it barked for 4.5 hours straight,
nonstop,
nonstop.
That's like I mean, look, animals have like I think that's taking a mental toll on the dog. Like,
yeah.
It's probably cool going insane. It's probably going insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Like. Yeah, and I just will be judgy against my neighbors and the way that their yard looks and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be that guy.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to be.
Anyways.
I have the complete opposite of that on my property. So I've lived next to my neighbors, and neighbors have come and gone throughout the years, but there has been a few neighbors who have stuck around for a long time. I don't know. I don't know their names. I don't know I don't know anything about them. Like, our perimeter here is like a force field. Like anything outside of that, I don't care to know what you're doing unless it's like seriously affecting me. And I can't remember a time when like there was a problem when it was like affecting me, you know? Yeah. We got some, they'll pop off, shoot off some guns and stuff and you know, like that, but nothing too crazy, you know? But yeah, it's just so funny. The stark contrast of our two lives. I'd have no idea what's going on around here.
Yeah.
Don't ask me.
And for the most part, that's me too. Like all the neighbors, like I know these other neighbors here and they're super nice. And everyone just kind of, it's like the new way, right? Everyone just keeps to themselves. Like a lot of places, people don't really interact with their neighbors like a lot. But I'd like to interact with these neighbors.
Yeah.
The guy is just such a, anyways.
Yeah. You know, another interesting thing that you probably never noticed, but I notice a lot. So, like, since you live in a neighborhood, and when I visit other people who live in neighborhoods like that, you know, there's, like, traffic going by. So, I live in a space that is so secluded and so to myself that I don't hear that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, if you've ever noticed, every time someone drives by your house, I have to look. Like, because I'm not, like, I'm like, who is this person? Mm-hmm. You know, like, because I don't know that. I don't experience that. So, it's always kind of interesting when I'm in places that are very, very tightly, like a tight-knit community like that. That my desert starts showing.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, like, I mean, around the corner from my house are our gated communities, you know? So it's not like, you know, I've said this many times before about my pad, but, like, it's, like, secluded, but it's not secluded, but it is in the middle of nowhere, but it's not in the middle of nowhere. It's really strange. Yep. But anyway, how's your Christmas besides the dog?
It was good.
Yeah? Yeah, yeah, one of your mom's hung out?
Yeah.
Did you make your pizza?
Yep.
What kind of pizza did you make?
It was just a basic pepperoni pizza.
Oh, well, I mean, it could have just been cheese.
Yeah, true.
That's cool. Yeah, mine was great. Mine is like, I have a lot of family comes over. My sister comes over. Actually, no, scratch that. It wasn't a lot of family coming over. It was just my sister, but it just feels like it with my parents and my sister and my kids here. And it's just like a lot of stuff going on, but it was a lot of fun. Good Christmas. It was excellent. Had a good time.
Hell yeah.
But
and it's almost 2026.
Almost 2026. This year,
I saw a thing that said we're closer to 2050 than we are 2020.
Oh yeah, yeah. The COVID was 6 years ago.
I know.
so crazy. But so hope everybody had a good Christmas. And this week is New Year's, so I hope everybody's gonna have a good New Year. You know, New Year's or New Year?
I don't know if that's your computer or my computer.
Oh, no. I think that's your computer. Mine's fine. What's happening now?
Yeah, you're just...
I'm frozen?
It's very blurry.
Very blurry.
Yeah.
Mine's hanging in there pretty good.
Let me switch to this real quick. I'll call you back.
Oh, what happened? What'd you do? Now you're frozen.
Technical difficult.
You there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
We good now?
I don't know. Maybe. I just switched. There's like two signals that come out of this router.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I just switched to the other one. I don't know what it does. Don't know, but
we're going to throw it. That's all I can do
from right happens. Here.
Yeah. Nice.
I could go. But anyway. I could go look at the router and go, I still don't know. I don't know anything about Wi-Fi.
Mine has two as well. Like one's like a 5G and one's like a regular one.
Yeah, I switched over to the 5G one because that
seems to be better.
Like it would make sense, right?
All right, that's fine. So this week is New Year. Hope everybody has a good time. So I thought we would take the opportunity to maybe go over our year now that we're at the end of the year and kind of go through and talk about all the shows that we've been to, maybe some favorite moments that, like, didn't necessarily, like, and I know we have questions. Will, don't worry. We're going to get to those in a minute.
Yeah.
Relax. How Will just catches strays. Anyway, hang in there, buddy. We're going to get there. I was thinking today, like, I was like, oh, you know, we're going to sit down and talk. You know, it's after Christmas. We're about to head into New Year. And I thought it'd be fun to just go through the shows that we've been to. I made some notes. And I know I'm kind of catching you a little off guard, but I figure.
I didn't do anything.
I know. It's fine. But I figure I would, like, throw these at you. And then if you come up with something.
Well, we were together for probably most of these notes that you have as far as shows and stuff. So I'll just play off of that.
Yeah, and also I thought it would be kind of interesting because there was a couple things that you went to that I wasn't there, and vice versa. Yeah. So I thought that'd be cool too if you could.
Those were the best ones.
They were probably.
I'm just kidding. Those were my most memorable moments.
Anyway, it was funny. Someone we were talking yesterday. My family was talking yesterday, and I was like, "Yeah, we've been podcasting for almost 4 years now."
That's crazy.
That is crazy, and they're like, we feel like you just started. And I was like, kind of. I kind of feel like that too.
I do too. But, and I want to say, like, we should have started a long time ago, but I feel like we started at the perfect time.
I think so too. Although the podcast space is getting a little weird right now. We'll go off on a tangent on this. Like, I kind of feel like the podcast, like, and you may have a completely different opinion, but I feel like it's kind of shrinking. I feel like it's kind of like changing. Because before, like, podcasts were, like the thing, like super hot, like, you know, everybody's listening to podcasts and certain podcasts. And
I think depend on your maybe like what you listen to, right? So the mm-hmm. stuff I listen to is only getting more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like car podcasts, like Doug DeMiro, that type of podcast. I mean, there's everybody, like, and actors and actresses and like those types of people, you know, like they all have podcasts now. I don't listen to a lot of those, like Conan O'Brien. I really would like to listen to more of his. I just don't.
I see clips of his, which are funny.
Yeah. Good. I just don't, you know what I mean? Like, I can't tune into that. Like, it's funny, 'cause I'll find myself tuning into the same three podcasts mm-hmm. every week. And I want to be like, oh, I really want to listen to this one, 'cause I'll see clips on TikTok or Instagram. And I just don't. Like, I don't have the time. It's not that I don't have the time, because I have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
But my time is, like, I can't... My time has to be for to listen to a podcast. It's like I need a road trip.
So right, like, right. Or, maybe, like, yeah.
Maybe on these a couple of these upcoming road trips, we'll listen to, like, a random one that we don't usually listen to.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Even on road trips, I've been listening to music. Like, my whole year has been filled with mostly more music than podcasts.
Yeah, it has. You've been to a lot of shows and a lot of venues and stuff.
Yeah, so like I've just been, I don't know what, I think that's what it's that thing where you consume so much of something and then it's just like you get sick of it. Not sick of uh-huh. it, but it's like YouTube, you know, like I can't, there's so much on YouTube, but I can never seem to find something I want to watch.
I feel the same way. And I think when it comes to podcasts as well, and this is like maybe the age old thing where it's like, since we produce a lot of this stuff and create content, kind of don't, I'm like, I'd rather feel like I'm already so focused on creating this stuff and making videos and content and stuff. Like, it's getting now to the point where I open Instagram and I'm like, ugh, it's like, ugh. I just want to shut it off.
That's like the part of that circle. I don't know what you would call it, but
like, yeah. Part of the process, this process that we've been going through.
Yeah. 'Cause I mean, we used to get excited to watch certain YouTube channels and then now we just don't watch them or we mm-hmm. talk about it. And then that cycle of content creation and content consumption.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I feel sometimes very like not excited about things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. Kind of weird space to be in, huh?
It is. It is kind of a weird, I get it. I'm more excited. My excitement for things has changed, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
which I think is good.
Me too.
But I also think people that listen to us, I'm almost thinking that, like, they say the same thing. And so anyone that has ever listened to us and they don't listen to us, like even our friends that they're like, they'll say something. I'm like, oh, you didn't watch the video or you mm-hmm. didn't.
Yeah.
Someone
that always happens.
Someone said the other day, oh, you got a new truck. And I'm all
like, yeah.
Or, and then I go, that's just how I am with other people's podcasts.
Right. Right.
I don't listen to every single episode of X podcast or this podcast. So if you don't listen to this podcast and you don't watch our videos, it doesn't bother me because I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. I it doesn't bother me as well. And I understand that too. People's lives are busy. You know, I do appreciate the people who,
or we're just me and you talking is not for everybody.
No, I know. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah. 'Cause I know people in that I enjoy talking to, but I would uh-huh. not, like, I don't want to listen to them talk for an hour every week to their friends.
That's true. I totally agree, but I do appreciate the people who actually do. But also at the same time, like, I think that, like, it's like kind of like a double-edged thing here. So, like, you have people who listen every week and really appreciate that. And it may sound like we kind of talk about the same things a lot over and over and over again. But then also there might be a certain amount of people who just kind of pop in every once in a while.
Yeah.
And so talking about things, not over and over again, but like bringing them up multiple times, like, kind of allows those people to kind of like jump in and kind of be filled in a little bit, you know?
True. And then we experience different things since we talked about that topic. So we can, mm-hmm. we bring more insight to it mm-hmm. or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about going to shows and selling merch and making videos for as long as we do this.
That's the podcast.
So that's our lives for the most part. There's obviously we do other things, but when it comes to this, that's mm-hmm. what we're going to talk about the most.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's what consumes our lives, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just the way it is, but no, it's good. I like it. I'm still having fun.
Content consumption. Did you watch Stranger Things last night?
Oh, okay. So I watched two episodes out of because there are three that posted, right?
Yeah.
I've only watched two. I haven't watched the third one. So
you know, the last one is going to be on December 31st.
Yeah. Yeah, and you
I
have
didn't
to...
know that. So oh, last you didn't night, know? It's 2 o'clock in the morning,
and you're like,
and I go,
what the hell?
And it was like, I remember from the second to the third one, it tells you on the screen, you know, there's one more episode left. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, cool, this is the last episode. And then it got to that end of that episode, and I was like, and then it was like next episode. I was like, oh man, I was fully prepared to do like an all night binge thing.
Yeah, Angie. So we've been watching. So the Stranger Things thing is interesting. Like, me and Angie jumped on later on because the series started in like 2012, right?
Yeah,
or something like that.
No, and not that old.
So a while ago.
Yeah,
many years ago. Angie and I didn't start watching until a couple years ago. Yeah. like a few years ago now. I don't know. It's very strange. But anyway,
Like Stranger Things.
It's like Stranger Things. But yeah. So Angie's been like binging all the episodes again to lead up to this to watch it. So it's a good show. It's a lot of fun. I'm like I said, I still have one more of the new set to go through, but I'm pretty excited about it. I was actually kind of looking forward like to that more than Christmas. Like Christmas was cool. It was fun. But I was all like, oh, we gotta watch Stranger Things today.
I know. Like. It was funny. I'm looking it up right now because now I'm curious when it started.
Yeah.
2016.
Oh, okay. So not too far off.
Not 2012, but also like not 2021.
Right. Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Right in that sweet spot. I had a very interesting thought about that since we're like waxing super deep on Stranger Things right now. So in the show, the timeline has only been 3 years. Mm-hmm. Like since the series began up until now has only been a time period of 3 years. Obviously, they're adults now because of all the things that have happened throughout the years and the show being made and writer strikes and all sorts of things. But I had a thought watching it last night. The kids who are playing these characters are now older, but they're put in these like really high intense situations that really like adults would be put in. I think if they were still children, it would be hard to like kind of like comprehend that. Now that they're older, you're seeing these characters go through all these things as older, physically older people, which makes more sense to me. Like I was thinking about it, like how would it be if you had, you know, 13-year-old kids doing these things? Oh, wow. I don't know. It's really deep.
It just would be, it wouldn't happen. Like the things that they're doing wouldn't happen.
No, it would because they would still continue the show.
I'm just saying, like, if you, as even an adult, mm-hmm. saw one of those monsters with the things that come out,
yeah,
you would die right there.
I know. I just don't know if it's a psychological thing. Oh. Seeing older kids, we're like, we're done. That's a wrap.
I have a post podcast note on that whole thing. We'll put a pin in it and we'll talk
put
about
it. Put a pin
it
in it. We'll talk about it in a second. Let's get into these. Let's talk about trucks.
It's the only thing I watched on TV in the last however many years.
Right, yeah. I know. It's a good show. It's really good.
Stranger Things on Thanksgiving. Never turned my TV on. And I watched Dave Chappelle and Stranger Things, and I'm not going to turn my TV on until New Year's Eve, and then I'll cancel Netflix for, I don't even know.
That's funny. That's really funny. Sorry about that, everybody. We're getting way too deep here. But anyway, podcast notes. The way I have it in my podcast notes is show memories from 2025.
All right.
Welcome to show memories from 2025. And
Keep going. Okay. I have a funny thing for you.
All right, go ahead. Well, not go ahead. I'll go ahead. So starting off with, we went to a few shows last year. Starting off with LST. We've been talking about LST a lot. It's coming up again soon.
Mm-hmm. That was an interesting.
That one was interesting. That was, I mean, everybody knows about the cold and us leaving early and that whole thing. But I wanted to try to find, and I have that actually written down exactly like that. I have it. Besides the cold, what else was really cool? And not much. But one thing in particular, which was a lot of fun, was hanging in the B&B with Chupas the night before the show. Yes. When it was just you, me, and Chupas hanging out, eating just straight up like candy and junk food.
From Buc-ee's. We had nothing else to do.
It was freezing cold. The people who ran the B&B kept on turning down the heater on us. Do you remember that?
I thought that was a few years ago.
No, that was this year too.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, it might have happened a few years ago, but it happened this year too.
Oh, okay.
So it's freezing freaking cold. I'm like jamming the heater, and then a couple hours later, I'm like, huh? And I realize, oh, they're remotely controlling it and turning it down, which might be illegal. I'm not sure.
It's definitely not illegal, but.
But anyway, yeah, sitting in that B&B just eating straight up junk food, just bullshit, and was a lot of fun.
We're gonna, and it's going to be a repeat this year.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just me, you, me, and Chupas, right?
Just me, you, and Chupas.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'll be fun. Yeah. It's, anytime Chupas is in the mix, it's a lot of fun.
And his flight's a little earlier on Thursday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just booked it not that long ago, and I was like, let's get you there a little early, because we get there earlier now, so we mm-hmm. can go pick. So remember, we picked him up. It was like late, or I picked him up, or something happened.
I'm remembering now. Yeah, it was.
And we went straight to Bucky's, and we were at Bucky's at like 10 o'clock at night, and then we got to wake up That's early right. Friday. So I'm like, no, we're going to let's do a little earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll mess around a little bit, see what's going on.
See what's going on in old Conroe. Our Airbnb is in Conroe this time.
Oh, really? Is it real close to the
close fairgrounds? To the show.
Nice. That's cool. Well, hopefully it's not too cool. And I mean cold. Yeah.
I hope, halfway hope it is, but halfway hope it's not.
I know. We kind of have this new, you know, we have the trailer now, the enclosed. We talked about that. And I joked.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I kind of hope it rains. But yeah, kind of, I don't know, man. We'll see how it goes.
I just hope it's not, like, because that's weird, because it could just be super hot. And then the trailer becomes this thing
like,
that.
Yes, like a sauna.
It just becomes a hindrance versus.
And then we take this giant trailer out there for no reason.
My truck's not ready, so there's nothing in the trailer except it looks like your trailer with just your stuff in it. But now it's like
we all this extra room.
We tripled the size, but it's just the same amount of stuff.
That'd be hilarious. But it might that actually you that might be how it goes. I mean, your truck still has quite the journey to make before it's.
No, that's very done. Possible that it doesn't go. Yeah. So I'm like putting plans
exactly like
I'm
that.
Putting plans in place right now to hopefully get it there. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I'm trying to make this work, right? Because I'm like, I don't want to drive the truck and trailer out there without a truck in the trailer. Like, to me,
it would be kind of a waste.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. like that, this kind of it's cool. It's our shelter, but like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to just see how it goes. But that's kind of like the nice thing about it is we have all these options. Like,
yeah.
I'll bring my trailer like I normally do, and mm-hmm. we could be like looking at the weather and be like, dude, it's gonna be 70 degrees all weekend.
Oh yeah, then we just take your trailer,
and then we just take up my trailer,
exactly.
And then
like
just,
we have,
yeah,
hundreds. We just there. It's options are endless.
Mm-hmm. And another really cool thing that time going out there for LST was the first time I saw your truck. By the way, in my notes, I mentioned your truck a lot because like that was kind of like a thing last year. Was like your truck was not done, but it got to the point where it was mobile and driving and, you know, you could take it places. So it was kind of like I noticed as I was like making notes for all this stuff, it was like a running theme. Like, well, I think
it's going to be this year. Like if I can get my truck to LST and mini nats and all that stuff, this conversation next year will be the exact same. But it will mm-hmm. be like we get your truck to LST and your truck to this mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah, no, I know. And that was the very first time that when I went out there for LST, that was the first time I saw it in person.
Oh, that's right. In the garage.
In the garage. And it was running and we took a spin in it. Mm-hmm. It was pretty rough. It was mm-hmm. really rough at that time, but still under its own power, cruising around.
Yeah.
So that was the first time I saw it. And then moving into the next thing that we did was the reunion, which was just a couple months after that. Which we can't do this year because unfortunately it's the same weekend as the Forbidden Fantasy show.
So stupid.
Yeah, Ronnie, get your freaking life. No, just
get your act together.
I don't care.
I don't listen to your guys' podcast.
There's no C10s that go to your show. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, it was that show was a lot of fun. That was the reunion in Chandler at the.
I'm more bummed that I can't go because we had a blast at that show. Me, you, and Brent.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
And again, it just seems like literally last month that happened.
I know. Yeah, and the best part was you, me, and Brent cruising around downtown Chandler.
Yep.
Just messing around. We got ice cream, just kind of messed around, going to different places. That was a lot of fun. And then the next day at the show, like, I won't really wax about, like, what I wanted to do in all these things is not really wax about the show too much because we talked about that. Everybody knows. But, like, the little things that happen, and I don't know if you remember Brent talking me into bad decisions at the show on Saturday.
Yes.
It was to the point, my favorite part. Was like me and Brent are talking and Brent's like that like little devil on your shoulder. No angel. The angel's not there. It's little devil Brent. And he's like, yeah, man, that'd be perfect. Go do it. You should do this. Oh, come on. It'd be really easy. You could just do this, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then you walk around and then we kind of like tell you what's going on. And you're like, this is a terrible idea. This is the imagine. I think that was your like verbatim words. You're like, this is a terrible idea. This is the worst idea you guys ever had.
It was the worst idea. Because imagine you had that truck now.
I know.
Versus
what I
the
have.
Truck that you have now, which is so nice.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
And it was going to be this almost probably same amount or more money that was going
to. Exactly, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. It made perfect sense at the time. Thanks, Brent. Brent is really, really good at talking into it.
He's so good.
He's so good.
Because then he just wipes his hands of it and goes home.
See ya. Yeah. Have fun with that. But yeah, that was awesome, man. And Brent comes up a couple more times in all these things just because like he's such a fun dude to be around. Yeah. Anything from reunion that you?
The rain. Us sitting in the truck.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the rain.
We had just come off of LST, right? Like,
right. And so, we were already like burnt.
And so we make fun of LST and we make fun of this. And here we are in Phoenix and it's just as cold, just as rainy.
It rained.
It was like the weather gods laughing in our face. Like, yeah. We make fun of this and now we're just going to do that here.
Oh, and then the rain and then the shock. Remember, we were trying to find shocks for the rear of your truck.
Trying to find shocks for the rear of the truck. Did that. And then we were going to take the truck there and we didn't. So there was that whole back and forth of like, okay, let's go get the truck in the morning. And I was, I make excuses, right? So I'm like, no, because I was so scared something was going to happen to the truck. And then I'm going to have to deal with that for an hour or 2 hours and then miss part of the show.
Mm-hmm. And it's a short show anyway.
Yeah. So like, but that was like the first time driving that truck long distance.
And long distance was like, what was it, like 15 miles?
Yeah, it was a 30-minute drive.
About a 30-minute drive. Yeah, that was its first maiden voyage.
On the freeway, doing 65, 70 miles an hour, like not knowing what's going to, like you just don't know.
And everything worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
And that was also, so we were kind of making fun of Brent about talking me into bad decisions, but he kind of like talked you into that too. He got you kind of revved. Like the night before when we were at the pre-party at that bar and, you know, you were talking about it and you're like, I don't know, you're so on the fence. And then Brent kind of like very subtly like revved you up a little bit, you know, like in his very Brent way. He's just like, yeah, you know, you could do it. Yeah, it'd be fine. Come on, man. It's going to be fine. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's.
And then the next day we marched out there to Pandas and picked it up.
Yep.
And it worked out. Everything worked out just fine.
Yeah. It was a lot of
it
fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. But the reunion was great. Too bad we won't be there this year. And then the big trip. The next one was Forbidden. Again, your truck. So my note is like my cool memory of that, obviously the show's great and everything, but my core memory of that was just seeing how many people were excited for your truck.
Yeah.
Like I saw a little bit of it at Reunion, but Reunion, like I've said, is like, you know, it's a mix of these two different worlds, like the C10 truck world and the mini truck world. There's a lot of mini truckers there, but it was, you know, this is a good mix. But the Forbidden show is all mini truckers.
And it's so, like a lot, and it's the club. You know,
the clubs
out there and our friends are closer friends or more of our closer friends are out there. And that's when I had to put the wheels on and
You had just gotten the wheels from Shingo. Yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah, it was cool. It was definitely a cool experience.
My favorite part was like when you and Shane took a little hot lap in his Tacoma and you were in your Tacoma and like. It was like cool because like it just kind of popped out of nowhere and you just got like ran over to your truck, jumped in it, and started cruising around. You know,
Cool, me and him talked about that because the year before we both pushed our trucks off trailers into the show, and then he was like, "I'm driving it into Forbidden. I'm driving it into Forbidden." He like just got it running like the day before, 2 days before, or something like that. And so I saw him. I was like, "Oh yeah, we told each other we were gonna do a little lap." And then so I saw him and I was like, oh, I forgot about that. So that's when I just jumped in and drove around.
Yeah. And then, the favorite part about that was you're like, you jumped your truck, he jumped your truck, you go out for a little cruise and you're like, nobody do this. No one no one get any ideas.
Yeah.
Do not get in your vehicles.
Yeah. We're not cruising. We're just going here and then back over here.
We're just making a little memory.
Yeah.
Making a little memory. Everybody just chill out.
Yeah. Get out of the truck. And I'm like, everyone stop right now. Do not there's no cruising.
Because you know it's like a domino effect.
Oh yeah.
Like everybody, like it just takes another person to just go do a little and then it just turns into a big old thing. But it worked out, it was a really great memory. Also from the show, seeing Tiffany's truck for the first time. Incredible. Her truck is absolutely incredible. Such a cool
and the
truck.
Journey that they did for that.
Yeah, like, I have that in my notes too, because I forgot that Tony came out like a week or so early, mm-hmm. stayed here at my pad, and then he went down into Allen's and helped Allen finish a truck and get it put together.
Yeah, and he bought a truck here in Phoenix. So like, mm-hmm. he bought the truck, I went and got it, and then he flew here and then got in that truck, drove out to you guys and did that thing, and then towed the truck home, got in an accident and totaled the truck on the way home. Don't know if anybody knows that.
I thought we were supposed to not talk about that. That's all right. Tony's like, dude, shut up.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, so like that adventure, you know, like we always talk about our adventures, but man, so many other people have some crazy adventures. Like
just, and Tony,
just to get that truck painted. I mean, he could have had it painted out there and stuff like that, but that was really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And Tony is just such a hardcore mini trucker dude that like to put in that amount of effort that he did into that truck. I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but it was hilarious when he was out here. He was like, hey, Brian said you have a that body style truck somewhere on this property. And he's like, I need the gear shift selector out of it. And I was like, you can have it, but there's the cat in there and you're going to have to go in and retrieve it.
Yeah.
And he did. He got in there and he like very meticulously went around the carcass and took out the selector. And now that selector lives in Tiffany's truck. It might be cursed, Tiffany. Sorry. Well. Dead cat curse.
Oh, I know. I told him the other day, I was like, hey, are you ready for your, for a house podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah. I was like, all
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, don't get ahead of yourself. That's
all right. Sorry.
Yeah. Jeez. Right. But, yeah, no, seeing her truck in person was incredible. I was putting together. So, it's Monday. It's Monday. New Year's Eve is Wednesday. So there's a video dropping then. It's going to be a surprise. I'm just going to drop it. But go watch it. It's coming out on Wednesday. But I was putting together footage from that, pulling clips and stuff, and I was looking at all the forbidden footage. And seeing Tiffany's truck and Alan's truck sitting next to each other was that's really cool. Yeah, like I don't think we really kind of like sat in that moment too long because there was so much other stuff going on. But the fact that those two trucks are sitting there, Alan painted both those things. You know, they got Alan's fingerprints all over them, and just how clean and nice those two trucks are and how exactly the graphics are.
Exactly.
Which I thought that was also very funny. Even down to like the Toyota on the tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're identical, actually.
I think they are. Yeah.
So now you just have two Toyota trucks that are similar, except for Alan's is 28 feet off the ground.
Dang.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know what, though? If I'm going to call out Joey on certain things, I have to call out other people. I can't just beat up on Joey.
I know.
I'm gonna
wait till your truck's laying rocker. You're gonna be like, all the people that talked about my 4Runner, we're about to go down. And I'm about to pick your vehicles apart.
Guess whose turn it is now?
Yeah.
All those people who talk crap about my truck not being low.
I know. Right?
I got a list. I made a mental note, like just like a little list.
Yeah.
People are gonna get random messages.
You're just gonna knock on their doors. You're gonna drive your truck around. You're gonna go on the tour.
Yeah. And just knock out people's doors. Yeah. But yeah, that was awesome. So moving on to mini nats. And the biggest thing, like besides the show being cool, it was the cabin podcast. Those were so much fun.
Just
dude.
The entire cabin, you know, atmosphere. And speaking of that, this is what I was mm-hmm. gonna send you. So, you know, we booked as soon as we left, I tried to book that same cabin that we had, but mm-hmm. It was like already so I booked the next door one. So the one
where
the Titan
the Titan. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
So that's where we're staying. It's a mirror image of the one we stayed in.
Oh, okay.
Bunk beds in the one room, you know, downstairs was the same, except it didn't have, one of the beds that had a pool table downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But then me and Lindsay were talking the other night and I was like, she's like, I need, cause I hit up Lindsay. I was like, hey, do you want to host a podcast at the cabin with the girls?
That's a killer idea.
I know. So I hit her up and I was going to tell you this in post, but I'll just tell you now.
Dude, no, lay it on me right now. This is a killer idea. I love it.
Cause I was like, we should have all the girls on like, Lindsay, Jessica and them. And then the other night I was like, no, let's just let them do it.
Yeah. I thought that's what you meant.
That's what I meant. My second thought was mm-hmm. I was like, oh no, Lindsay, you're just going to host this.
Yeah. I love it, dude.
So then she goes, okay, well I need to get the vibes of the cabin.
So I need to see the cabin. So I went on the thing and I was like, okay, here it is. And then I was like looking at the pictures and the title says recently renovated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, recently renovated. So you know the room you stayed in? So you know, yeah. me and Joey had the bunk beds upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
This year, or not bunk beds, but the side-by-side bed. So now the two upper rooms are just single big beds.
Oh, okay. And the one downstairs is the bunk bedroom.
Oh, the one downstairs is going to be the party room. You're going to get the party room this year. I had me and Joey shared last year. You're going to share with Joey this year.
Okay. Heck yeah.
But you're not just going to share with Joey. Look at this picture of this room.
And I got to turn back on my stuff here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look at the picture of this room. It is. I'll put this on the.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I was like, it's going to be.
Why does it look huge?
It does.
It's so big.
So it's going to be, if Jeff goes, I'm assuming he's going to go. So it'll be you, Joey, and Jeff, and possibly Brent in this room.
Well, yeah, there's four beds.
Yeah, possibly
dude,
Brent.
Dude, that's going to be so awesome. Yes, I love it. Heck yeah, dude, that's sick. But yeah, man. But that's a really cool idea. I love the idea of Lindsay hosting an all-girl podcast.
Yeah, I think
that's
cool.
Sick. Very cool. And she's down. She's obviously.
Oh, yeah. She's 100. So. Yeah, she said, I'm down. Okay. I'm down.
That's awesome.
I'm just going to have to be there cool. Going, like, making notes on where I have to
edit stuff out.
Yeah, I'm just going to be there. That's like, well, at 1 minute, right. 1 second, 1 minute, 3 seconds, 1 minute, right. 7 seconds, to 1 minute, 15 seconds.
It's going to look like the Epstein files.
Oh, my God.
All right, moving on. Yes, that's awesome. That's funny too, because on my notes here, I have obviously the Cabin podcast and getting to know Steiner and Tuna better. Like I had not really hung out with those two dudes. Hanging out with them was a ton of fun. Tuna is such an interesting guy, and it was like during like the podcast and stuff like that, how he slow rolled some of the things that he's been involved with over the years. Like he's just kind of quiet. Kind of really unassuming guy. But then he started talking and he's like, yeah, I was in like Uso Car Club and I did this. And I'm like, holy crap, dude. I've like done a lot of cool things.
Yeah.
The
coolest guys are the guys that don't talk about how cool they are.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Those are the guys who've done the most and the real dudes. Yeah. Also, the from the show, the excitement of the Switch giveaway truck. That was fun.
Yes.
Yeah, that was and it kind of gets me excited now, you know, for the Forbidden giveaway. Just because, like, I was, like, sitting there kind of remembering the buzz that was going around. Mm-hmm. Everybody was, like, super stoked about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to win. And it was, like, it's kind of funny that, like, as we were, you know, going through it and talking about it, like, people were already making plans about it as if they already won it. Mm-hmm. Like, people were like, if I win it, like, I'm going to do this and get it home, or I'm going to do this. And, like, even I was doing that. Like, I was planning in my head, man, if I win this truck, like, this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah, so. You were like, I'm driving this truck home.
Yeah. I was fully prepared to do that.
You're like, and this is going to save me so much money, because then when I get home, I'm going to have to be like, you could sell that and the 4Runner, and then you'd have more money for the Tacoma, like all this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, at that point in time, there was no for the Tacoma.
There was no
conversation.
That's right. Yeah. Well, because like, to kind of go back to the Brent conversation that we were having at reunion, I had not decided to sell the 4Runner. I had not even been approached to sell the 4Runner. That was just ideas that I was kicking around. Like that was like when we were talking about the thing we were talking about.
I'm trying to
I
think
was
when
like,
we
I
had that
could,
conversation about that for.
Yeah, that sort of like was like the first seeds planted in my head, because I was like, well, I could sell the 4Runner and I could do this.
Yeah.
So it was kind
of
it was
like that planted the seed of. It will be okay if I sell the 4Runner. Like
right,
this
right.
decision will be okay. It's a big thing in your life, vehicle wise. Mm-hmm. To do, but that was the first time you were just like, no, I could do this.
Yeah, and it was also like the first time I started saying out loud that like, oh yeah, I'm gonna sell the 4Runner at some point, because everybody had thought that like I was gonna have this thing for the rest of my life.
But yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm not. This thing will be gone eventually.
No, I'm not even gonna have this thing for the rest of the year.
I know that I didn't know, but yeah, that's the way it went. And then, just being up in the Smoky Mountains, dude, was like, it's such a cool experience, like getting up in the morning. Cause like the balcony to the B&B was like, the backdrop was a Smoky Mountain. So every morning you have like this fog rolling in,
yeah,
cup of coffee, a little rainy. It was cool, man.
Yeah. All of us waking up and starting the day together for those 6 days, 6 mornings,
mm-hmm.
you know, like my favorite, like I have a routine here at the house that I do, and I know you have your routine that you do. So it's just like the coffee, the my breakfast and all this stuff. And I got to like, we got to do that together. Right. So like, I was like, Joe, you want an egg sandwich? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So like did that. And, yeah, that was probably like, it was such a good time, and I cannot wait to do it again.
I know it's really cool. And it's also really cool how we've kind of like, sparked and cause like, look, Minnie Nats is an incredible show. We glaze that show so much, but also it gets a little repetitive too.
Mm.
And you know, and after a while it was feeling pretty repetitive, but this whole thing that we've introduced have kind of like breathed a little bit of new life into it, a new experience, you know, like we're talking about what theme park we're going to go to this year and what we're going to do. So it definitely breathed new life into it, instead of the jam, do the show and then jam, you know?
Yeah. If anyone else is listening, that's going to Minnie Nats, Dollywood on Thursday.
That's where we're going to be at.
That's where we're
going to be at. And I'm hoping it all works out with softball and stuff that Angie can come out this time.
But yeah.
We'll see.
She going to sleep in the bunk bed with you?
Yeah. Yeah. with four other dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so one that I went to by myself that you didn't go to was the Pink Motel show.
Yes.
That's one that I went to all by myself. About the show, it was, you know, it was a really cool show, obviously. And then now I'm saying, like, I have written down like 70s style lowriders are now my favorite lowrider. Like, I was, you know, traditionally, like, my favorite lowriders were like the 80s and 90s lowriders, you know, triple gold Daytons, big lifted hydraulics, and you know, that kind of stuff. But going to that show really opened my eyes towards that. I knew this style existed. But really kind
of seeing like, all of that in one place.
Exactly. Like it got me kind of more excited about those kind of cars than
the traditional. Are you going to go back to that show this year?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
When is that show?
It's in May.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's in May. Maybe I'll take a bag Tacoma. I don't know.
Definitely won't.
Yeah. Well, that's a dream crush right now. Just kidding.
You might be taking a Tacoma to Pandas at that time. I don't know about.
No, that's true. Yeah, the way things are going.
I was looking in May because May's got. Oh, yeah. Well, you know where I was? Wasn't I at the Red Rock, the C10 Red Rock thing?
That's where you were. Yeah.
That's where I'm going to be this year, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You were out there. And then I may not be able to go. Actually, to be honest with you, I may not be able to go this year with now Rolling the Red Rocks happening, because last year Rolling the Red Rocks didn't happen. And that's why I was able to go, because it's usually around the same weekend. That's why I haven't been to it in the past.
Yeah, Rolling the Red Rocks is the first weekend of May, and then the C10 one is the second weekend in May.
I don't know. I can't remember when this one is. They announced that they're doing it again. They don't have dates or anything.
Gotcha.
And then one really cool thing about Pink Motel and is go check out their page. It's Genocide CC. Because, I mean, look, being in L.A. and you have a lot of creative types, there are dozens of photographers down there who take amazing photos. And the kind of the cool thing about this whole thing, and this is like, I don't know how to say this without sounding weird a little bit, but anyway, so the guys in this car club are not like your normal car club dudes. They're like a certain type of dude, you know, very heavily tattooed, you know, all mostly, you know, Mexican and Hispanic. And so you, with this combination of like these guys, heavily tattooed guys who drive these really cool cars, who kind of present them a certain way, and these photographers who really know how to capture images, you get incredible images out of that show. Like these dudes with their shirts off and like all their tattoos in front of these cool cars and like all this like stuff happening. It's really visually, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to sound weird about talking about dudes with their shirts off with tattoos.
No, but anyway, it's like from an artistic standpoint.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like I said, like you, can't remember any photographers off the top of my head, but yeah, dozens of cool photographers, dozens of cool photos. It's all awesome. And then also, that was the time cruising my 4Runner for the very last time, as the last show I took it to. Went down to the show, drove the 4Runner down there. The way it worked out, Eric was supposed to go, that didn't work out, so I ended up just going by myself on this solo journey in the 4Runner. And now looking back on it, not knowing in the moment just what that moment meant, and then going from the show. So the show was in the Valley, in like San Fernando Valley. And then that evening I went to the club meeting in Moreno Valley, and that's a freaking hour and a half journey. So it's just really kind of now looking back on it, it just was this really incredible journey of me going to this show and then going all the way to the club meeting and hanging out and having my truck at the club meeting, which I don't normally
do. Oh, no. I was not at C10s in the Red Rocks. That's the weekend I picked, the giveaway truck.
That's right. Because you were going to go to the Pink Motel show, but then it had worked out you getting the truck. That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really cool. It was, now looking back on it, I didn't realize exactly how special that moment was.
Yeah.
But it was very, very special. And then we went up to Sacramento to the intervention.
Which is always a good time.
Which was fun. We went to San Francisco.
Well, there was some stuff that happened in between that. That was, I went to Texas. I drove the, out to the Classic Truck Throwdown, which was cool. Did that by myself. There was nothing in July, huh?
Yeah, I think July was a blank month.
Oh, no, I went to the 4th of July show out here.
Okay.
We went to Unfinished Business.
Oh,
You went and Joey went there. We don't have to go through all this stuff, but like...
No.
Oh, I went and picked up the new trailer. I went to Tennessee.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that happened.
Yeah. And then we went to Slowdown. Me and Brent went
to Slowdown. You and Brent went to Slowdown?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then... we went to the C10 intervention.
Yeah. I guess I was absent for a lot of that stuff. That was also summer, a lot of softball stuff going down in the middle of the summer. Let's go back really quick to the what did you say? My brain just took a blank. What was I gonna say? Sorry, bear with me for a second. I forgot. My bad. I don't even know.
It's all right, none of them really Yeah, we'll just move on. Intervention was cool. We're getting into some recent stuff.
So yeah, we already kind of talked a lot about this.
I think like an overall thing that the common denominator was involving more of our friends like Joey in these long trips and then Brent.
Sorry, really quick. I remember my thought. I don't mean to railroad you here. But since we were talking about the 4Runner and all this other stuff, going to the Unfinished Business show. And talking to everybody about selling the 4Runner and then talking, everybody give me great advice on about buying the Tacoma. Anyway, I want to touch on that real quick. But yeah, you're right. Like a lot of these cool memories involve our friends.
Yeah. Friends that usually don't go to the far away shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of our friends that have been in our circle for a long time that have been watching us go to these shows, you know, outside of California, outside of Arizona. You know, Joey's been to LST and all that stuff, but like it was just a little different this time.
Can't wait for like, you know, because Brent, it's that whole like, you know, peaks and valleys thing, you know, people who were kind of not, you know, not involved in a lot of things who are now kind of like getting, you know, excited, like Brent's truck is coming together and it's looking so killer. And when that thing is mobile, you know, he's going to be taking it a bunch of places, you know, he's going to be driving it. It's going to be cool. Like, I'm just saying this maybe out of pocket, but like when Joey gets in that space, when his truck is all put back together and ready to go, like what he's going to go to and take it to, it's going to be this cool kind of like next
peak. Nothing. He'll take it to nothing.
No.
I only say that because I know he's listening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to bring to the, I have a plan for the club Christmas party.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. That everyone's going to get an OG show list for the year.
Give
everyone a list of shows that are happening. Through the whole year, the dates, everything. And I'm going to personally hand it to people and say, here's this. Because every year it's the same thing. And I know other people in car clubs go through this too. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I could go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I knew about that.
I wish I knew about it. Or I wish I could go.
Mm-hmm.
You can go. Like, I understand that there's things, you know, people have kids and they've got this and they've got that. But with the proper planning.
Mm-hmm. You could do
it. You
anything.
Can go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the fact that it's not as important to other people as it is to obviously to me because I do this for a living and you and all that stuff. But if there's something that you really want to do, because this goes right along the lines of like the conversation we had last week and about you just never know if the show's going to be happening next year, if the show's going to be happening in 2 years, if who's going to be around in those, you know what I mean? Like, so. If there's something that you really want to do, you should try to do it.
So, yeah, no, great point. I thought what you honestly were going to say, I'm going to take a little dig at the club here. I thought you're going to say, I'm going to give everybody a clean file of the logo to do things that they want with them. That's a little inside joke. Yeah, moving on.
No inside joke. Mike Gallegos.
Mike Gallegos. With his fart. What did it say?
Forbidden fartacy.
Fartacy, yeah.
And then Matt reposts it. I'm like, do you guys look at the logo? That's not even our logo.
It was very funny. Bad look, but very funny.
Oh, man. That's just old people trying to learn AI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, to round it out, we went to Cruise of the Pines. First time taking my Tacoma to a show, losing my keys. Oliver giving us a really cool history tour in Prescott.
Yeah, that was
fun. I want to do that again, but take some more time. Like, maybe we'll go hang out with him a little earlier that day.
I think so. I think I would like to get up there. I mean, we usually get up there, like, Saturday, and we're back Saturday. But mm-hmm. this time we get up there Friday. But mm-hmm. I think we just hung out at the show like for a long time on Friday.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, if we got up there and we started doing that, what we did like mm-hmm. 2 hours prior.
Would have been cool. Got some food, dinner, walked around.
Yeah. Like, we had pizza and stuff, but yeah, it would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So Oliver,
all of these things that we're saying, we're going to be doing now with your truck.
I know, dude. I'm you know, like, so excited.
You know, I know you're anxious about getting the truck in and all this stuff, but
yeah,
everything like you're going to go through this year with your truck for the most part in the shop
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, but then you're going to get it out of the shop and then you're going to experience all these things with it next year. And it's going to be fun. It'll be fun for that.
Yeah. Every episode I talk about this is how excited I am and just my plans that I have in my head for what I want to do. And I'm going to hold myself accountable. Like earlier this year, to go way back to the beginning about LSD and stuff, like something changed in me. Like I started holding myself like a little more accountable, mm-hmm. you know, and like throughout this year, I've tried really hard to like do little things to hold myself accountable. Like I could have just easily talked myself out of not taking my 4Runner that time to on that little trip. And it would have just not happened and it would have just moved on. But I held myself accountable because I wanted to do stuff like that. Mm. And it ended up being this really like this core memory that happened, you know. So I want to keep going down that path with this new thing, like hold myself accountable, take it to places. Don't be scared to take it places. Don't be worried about something happening. Because that was like a lot of the thing with the 4Runner, which is me being worried about stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that because, one, everything is fixable. Mm-hmm. Everything. You know, everything will be all right, you know?
Yeah.
Because like you said, and I really try to hold myself to this, is you've said before that, like, everything will be okay because it has to be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the attitude I'm taking into this new year with this truck and everything else is I'm going to go do these things because no matter what happens, it's going to be okay because it has to be okay.
Yeah. And when it's not okay, it makes for a really good story.
No, I know. It makes for a good video.
And exactly, right? So, like, that's just kind of cool.
Yeah.
I released a video.
You did. Yes.
Yeah.
The exciting conclusion of the red truck, yeah, AKA Eric's truck.
It's like a hybrid of the red truck and turkey drag and then giving the truck back to Eric.
Mm-hmm. Which was the best part, man. And I made a comment on the video saying that like my favorite part of that truck is everybody who sits in it goes, including myself, is like, whoa. This thing has a lot of room.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people did that at the show and I didn't film it.
Yeah. We talked about that.
But yeah, it was a really fun video to make because like there's a lot of cruising and stuff and like mm-hmm. a lot of scenery and things like that. So
I love Tina feeding the deer. You and Tina feeding the deer. And then like when you said like, I don't think this is actually healthy for these things. Feeding them Pringles.
My favorite comment on the video was someone said, bro, it's not healthy for you to eat Pringles.
Touche.
I was like, what about a whole canister of Pringles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was good. But yeah, that show I'm looking forward to going back to. It was a good time.
I got to talk to him. It seemed like it.
About getting that same setup that we had because that's the way to go there.
So you're kind of like an interesting position now that the red truck's done. You know, there's nothing really in the shop going on with you right now.
Oh, next week there will be.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah, duh. You're talking about the giveaway
content coming.
Oh, we got Tacoma content. I'm excited for that.
Giveaway content and Tacoma content.
That's right. Never mind. Yeah. I scratched that previous remark.
Yeah. Small stuff, though. Like nothing big. You know what I mean? Just like mm-hmm. very like one day job type things. But mm-hmm. it's all it's all like, I need a day here and a day here. And like, I just got talked to Trevor today. I was just like, all right, what day next week? And he's like, all right, this. So now I got to call Tanner and I got to see if Tanner, like what he wants to do or what he's able to do or what he's not able to do. Or I just need some advice kind of from that standpoint, because there's some other things happening with the Tacoma that I hate doing, like this whole not talk about it thing. But
yeah, but you kind of have to, because like that's the whole point of doing these videos, is like creating this content that people have never heard before and keeping them updated, you know?
Yeah, because I look at other like other YouTube channels and I'm like, oh, that happened 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the thing and then mm-hmm. happened this. And I'm like, oh, that. So the Tacoma's just been sitting in the garage, but I have content that I made a month ago that right. I have not released yet.
But it doesn't make sense until you start doing these other things.
Yeah, I don't want to just release that just to do it. So that's going to tie into the next thing, which ties into mm-hmm. the next thing. And then I'm going to be living in Moreno Valley for like a week, hopefully, while it gets painted, so I can be down at Allen's.
Oh, cool.
I want to do a bunch of the work myself on it. So like,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So I told Eric, I was like, I'm going to confiscate one of your rooms coming up here pretty quick.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really quick. You didn't really like make it a point in the video, but I guess those who have watched since the beginning of the red truck build know it ended right where it started.
Yeah.
In Eric's driveway.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did not make a point for that. But yeah, that's exactly where it started. It actually started by you.
Well, that's Doug's right. House. Yeah, because you got that truck from Doug.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you picked that truck up, then took it down there. It sat at his pad for a little bit at Eric's. And yeah, and here you are right back at the end. The beginning was Eric just kind of like holding the wheel up to the truck. And mm-hmm. now it is under the truck on the ground doing burnouts.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Perfect ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm also excited to, like you had mentioned in the video too, like, that this is the story's not done with this truck. It's sort of just kind of entering a new thing as Eric does his things that he does to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm excited to see that.
It'll pop up in different parts. Cause I had talked to him. It was funny. Cause I dropped it off and then we didn't talk for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I wonder if does he like it? Does he do this?
He called me. He's like, I hate this thing.
He's like, listen, you want to buy it?
You want to buy it? You're like, yes.
But yeah. So then I talked to him and he's like, yeah, I've been driving it. You know,
oh, that's
like,
great.
So that truck was far from perfect when he got it.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's going to, you know, he's got to fix like an oil leak. He's got to do a couple of small things, get used to the airlift thing. Cause the airlift stuff is a little finicky, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
When you go from not having an auto level thing to an auto level, it's like a whole learning curve type thing.
Right.
So he's got to get used to that and all that stuff. So yeah, that it'll definitely like make guest appearances here and there, and I'm kind of excited for that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah, him getting in that truck for the first time. We also have to mention Eric is like 6'3".
Yeah,
and he was sitting in that thing and just no problem. Just stock truck,
no problem.
It's so cool, so freaking cool, man. So freaking cool.
Small preview into your window. You know what I mean?
I know that exactly. I don't want to keep like. I feel like because, you know, a lot of people who message me and say they're excited about the build, and I'm like, I'm excited too, but I feel like I'm almost like talking about it too much, saying like, I'm so excited, but I genuinely am.
You know? Yeah. And time, it's funny because time for you is probably like going in two different directions, right? So time in general, we talk about this quite a bit, how it's just fast. Like LST is almost here. Mm-hmm. But then, so that timeline for you is going fast, but then your truck timeline is just like inching.
Kind of like creeping, yeah.
Everything else is going fast, but the truck's just like, it's at a standstill. But then like, it'll be interesting because that's just how these things go. Mm-hmm. You know, with, I always wonder sometimes when someone calls up like a shop and they're like, yeah, you're on the list. We have a 2-year waiting list.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, you gotta wait 2 years for your truck to just even get started. And then some of these trucks take a year to 4 years to build. And it's just like,
and then you start wondering like, should I have just bought a bagged one already? I could be cruising right now.
That goes like for the, not really the mini truck crowd, but like the C10 crowd, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why Barrett Jackson, they just go to Barrett Jackson and they're just like, I'll buy that one.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I want. It's what I was going to do. My, you know, what's white, red, or black. Like you just pick one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
No, it's going to be a very interesting journey. I can't wait to dissect every moment of it and get into it. And I'm going to be brutally honest, you know, throughout the process and, you know, talk about when I'm frustrated and when I'm not frustrated and things are going really well and when things are not going really well. I think that kind of, you know, with the Forerunner, it was, I mean, we're going to, I don't know. The Forerunner was a journey. You know, you were talking about how I was a different person when the Forerunner got built. Yeah, I was. I was in a different position kind of in this world. You know, I was a different person. And that truck, there were some things that, you know, I voiced them, you know, here and there. But there were some things that frustrated me to no end with the build process and things that were done to the truck and like things that I had to like, you know, get through. And I was kind of like, and I think this happens a lot to people. Like they're afraid to kind of express exactly how they feel due to like maybe hurting the shop's feelings or hurting people's feelings or something. And I'm not preparing myself for something bad to happen, but I just want to be really honest. So, you know, so I can help people going through their process. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the things that you were frustrated about too, in that is were minimal things that could have been like, if you knew that they were going to be a problem, you could have voiced them during the build.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that you know that these three things were a problem for me on this, so I don't want them to be a problem on this. So you just express those things.
Exactly.
And then everything else will be small compared to, you know, that. And I have a feeling that Trevor's sometimes might be a little easier to deal with than
that's other true. People. yeah, definitely. Maybe he'll actually listen to me. No,
he'll say he listens to you. He actually doesn't.
Maybe I just understand that. Like, you just have to say things a couple times.
You just have to be honest. Yeah, and upfront.
Yeah, yeah.
And not worry about. It, like, it's just I deal with it in the video world, right? I'm better now because I do things differently, but like. Before, I would go to a job and then they would tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, no, or I would get frustrated. And then I just learned to just like, oh, you're probably right. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. So more open to what they're
more
communicating.
More open to what they're saying. Uh-huh. And then instead of getting frustrated, and I think shops are like that too, because you're telling them something and you don't know how to do it. That's why you're having them do it. But it doesn't matter. Like, they still need your input, and then you come to a conclusion of how to make that thing happen. And the conclusion is usually like, yeah, we'll do it. It's going to be $10,000 more.
Right. Yeah. That's,
and then you go, yeah, it doesn't really bother me that much, man.
Turns out that's not a problem.
Yeah. Turns out I'm just going to park this in the garage for the next 10 years and never drive it, but go ahead.
Yeah. Do whatever you got to do. Yeah. No, I'm excited to start that journey and just be. Yeah, because like that's kind of like, you know, we're talking about kind of like what this podcast is about. And that's part of it, too, is just kind of like helping people out, you know, through our experience to hopefully help out someone else's experience, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if it's just a tiny, tiny percentage. Yeah, I was going to ask you this, though. How is your road doing during this weather?
Better. Well, so I had it graded a couple years ago.
That's why I remember that you had it kind of like the big.
And since then, it needs some upkeep that I've been kind of neglecting, but it's better than it has been in previous years. Mm. In previous years, it had these gigantic dips that would fill with water, and then the water would stay like that for literally weeks afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, weeks. Really funny deep cut kind of thing. So. How do I express this through the podcast? Like, you know, I have a dirt road that you get off of the main road and you drive straight into my property, right? Yep. Well, there's another dirt road that goes like this, and it's always had the same problem. So when we were grading the front, we, you know, kind of went around to the neighbors and said, hey, look, it's going to cost us. Everybody's going to benefit from this. And we said, hey, do you guys possibly want to, like, you know, help out, you know, like doing that kind of thing? Which is funny because earlier this episode I said, I do not talk to my neighbors. But I did, and they all just said, yeah, I'll have, you know, F off, whatever. So, yeah, so we just did the main road. Well, these group of people tried to fix the other road, but not with, like, the way that we did with, like, excavators and, like, tractors and stuff. And they, like, were raising the road, trying to push the water back onto the road that we go on, but they didn't do it right, and now it's all flooded again.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. Talk about, like, crappy neighbors and stuff. Like, they were trying to push the water over to our side, did not work, and now it's filled with water.
Yeah,
deep cut, by the way.
Deep. That's cut. I was curious because I know you hate driving down that road in the rain, and it was better after you did put some money into it with the big equipment. And this rain is pretty bad. It's really
it was gnarly, dude. The rain was Which was like kind of interesting. Specifically where I'm at, it was more the wind was a problem. We had like hurricane force winds, dude.
Yeah.
Like I was like legitimately looking at my pergola like, is this thing going to fall over?
Yeah.
You know, but it's, I mean, it's not, but in my head it was. But it was more the wind. But yeah, so and actually funny enough, like I got a ton of messages from people like, yeah, how's everything? Because like, yeah, if you a lot of the stuff that's on social media and stuff is like from the mountains and Hesperia, like Hesperia is really bad when it comes to their roads and drainage. So like when it gets rainy and floody over there, it looks really, really bad. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's like a lot of those videos that people are seeing are from the next city over or up in the mountains. Like Wrightwood got destroyed.
Yeah, Wrightwood. In Lytle Creek too, I think.
Yeah, Lytle Creek, Wrightwood, those mountains are just absolutely destroyed. But I appreciate everybody checking in on me. But I'm fine on my little slice of compound here.
Yeah.
Anyways. So we'll answer some questions next week. Sorry, Will.
Oh, we didn't even do that. And I told those guys that we would.
We went off
on a little tangent, so we're sorry. And we don't want to make this episode another hour long because we got some really good questions.
Oh, yeah. Well, I kind of anticipated that because next week is going to be a little thin, you know? Like this week, I was like, oh, you know, this is a perfect time to talk about, you know, catching up on last year and everything. But let's bring in the new year.
Yeah, 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 because there's not much going on. I have an event on the 3rd I'm going to go to that I'm going to vend at.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What's that thing called?
It's called the Modded Culture Show. They have drifting, a donut area, and then a truck or car show, truck show, and vendors.
Was this the one that got canceled earlier this year?
Postponed because of the rain?
Postponed, yeah.
And now it looks like it's going to rain again.
Yeah.
You might not be showing rain, but I think at this point, because it's on tribal land.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I had to get a tribal license. I had to submit documents. I had to do all this stuff.
Same thing we do for Forbidden.
Yeah, yeah, but I had to, like, submit insurance and do this other stuff. And so everything had to change. Now I'm just like, are you guys going to change this again?
Mm.
So hopefully they don't. Or
yeah,
whatever. But, yeah, and then the weekend after that's the one and done. The weekend after that's the club Christmas party. It's going to roll quick because then Severed, yeah, then Sunset, then LST. Mm-hmm. Like, this is back to back to back to back
yeah.
back to back.
We're hitting the ground running this year. And we're going to be firing on all cylinders.
I think the ground is hitting us running.
Maybe. But we're ready for it. I'm ready.
Are we?
I'm not. My grand plan was to have all my stock, my grand plan was to have all my stock upped and ready to go this month, but it fell apart. So I got to kick it in a high gear so I can be ready, you know, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Questions next week.
Everybody have a very safe New Year's. Don't blow your hands off. Don't do anything dumb.
And we'll see you guys next year.
We'll see you guys next year.
Nah, later. Bye.